Evening, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the first meeting of the Community Information, Environment and Health and Wellbeing. No, this is wrong.
That's wrong.
It's the Community Regeneration Committee. I'm going to start a little bit early because it seems like we've got a full house. But for the purpose of the recording, the officers that will be supporting this scrutiny committee tonight are Monica Hedgeworth and Daniel Arnold. So without further ado, we will start with the agenda. Item number one, to receive apologies for absence.
There are no apologies today.
Wonderful. Thank you very much, Monica. Item number two are declarations of interest. To receive any declarations of interest from members concerning any of the items being discussed at the meeting. Do we have any declarations? Just for the purpose of the meeting, Tom Dealey's just entered. We started a little bit early because we had a full house transfer. Item number three is urgent business, to consider any urgent business brought forward to the committee under Rule 12.
Received no urgent business.
We'll move swiftly on to the appointment of Vice Chair, which is agenda item number four, to consider the appointment of Vice Chairman, and then we can take a vote on it. So I have one nomination for Councillor Gould to be the Vice Chair. Do I have a seconder for that nomination? Councillor Beach. Do we have any other nominations? No. So we'll take a vote on that then, please. All those in favour?
Okay.
And against?
Okay.
And abstentions? We have none. Thank you. So item number five is the Corporate Plan Performance Report, end of year 21-22. And I'll hand everybody over to Daniel to do that report.
Thank you, Chair. So the purpose of the report is to provide an update on progress at the end of the year towards achieving the Community Regeneration Promises set out by the Council for Corporate Plan. There are 120 indicators in total, three corporate priorities, and each target has been graded using the usual red, amber and green system. 112 targets are recorded as green, one amber, nine red, 129 targets. Of the 129 targets, 30 contribute to the Community Regeneration Priority, and these 30 targets, 0.27, sorry, share 2. So of the 129 targets, overall 150 are green, 2 are amber, 5 are red, 4 deferred and 3 have been completed. So of the 122 live targets, 94.2% were green, 1.64% are amber, 4.10% are red. Out of the total 129 targets, 30 contribute to the Community Regeneration Priority. Of these 30 targets, 28 are green and 2 have been deferred. So the live targets in total, 100% are green. A full breakdown of all performance indicators is included in Appendix 1, but in the report, Table 2, paragraph 5.5, there is a breakdown of each indicator for all corporate priorities. In terms of exception reporting, there are no targets in the Community Regeneration Priority that are given a red or amber status at the end of the financial year, so good performance for the corporate Community Regeneration Priority. I'll have to take any questions to you, Chair.
Are there any questions for Daniel this evening? So are we all right to just note that item? Thank you. So we'll now move on to item number six, which is the Scrutiny Review Programme. So obviously this is a new scrutiny committee, so we've not inherited any scrutiny programme issues from either the other committees pre the AGM. I did send out two emails on the 17th of May and the 6th of June to ask for some ideas that we could possibly look over. A list of those you've all got this evening as a separate document. One of the things that we must consider as we're moving forward, obviously we're a lot smaller committee, we've only got eight members, so it's whether we want to consider doing smaller subcommittees away from the main committee or whether we want to actually scrutinise as a whole committee, because like I said, there's only eight members in the committee now. So what I'd like to do is go through the list that's before you this evening and find out what your thoughts are with scrutinising, so we can start to put together a schedule of works. And if there is anything else that anybody would like to add to that schedule of works, this can be discussed after this list has been through by members. Is that all right with everyone? Okay, so if we can look at the first item, which was tourism. So to review the success of our neighbours and how this has been achieved, what we are doing, speak to parish councils to map out their tourism hotspots to contribute towards the development of the SBC, tourism website. Is there any appetite to look at tourism? I think it's quite a big agenda item for the council at the moment. So I'm open to any questions or comments. Or is it something we'd just like to put on the schedule of works? Councillor Beach.
It's John Quiet, aren't they? I think it's a good idea, but I wonder what the purpose is. If the idea of scrutinising is to affect change, what is it we're endeavouring to change? Is it some sort of the mapping system on the website being updated and current? Is that the effect we're trying to have? Are we trying to identify new resources in terms of tourism? In terms of the scoping paper, we perhaps need to set out quite clearly what the aim was, what the goal was.
Yeah, absolutely. Councillor Gould.
In a similar way to Councillor Beach, I think because it is such a big thing at the moment and we're having a big push, I think some of the work's already been done in terms of looking at how our neighbours have been doing it. And it might be worth, rather than us scrutinising it just yet, maybe bring the cabinet member in and just have a discussion as to what we have achieved, where we have got in terms of talking with our neighbours, and then see if there's something we can move on from that point.
Okay. Councillor Jones.
Personally, I would have thought that this item would be covered by work that's being done outside the scrutiny committee. It's not yet being done, so I'm not sure how we're supposed to scrutinise it. I think if we had a report that the officers had completed, that the cabinet member was taking responsibility for, that told us what was going on, then we would have something to look at and maybe could make some suggestions as we constructed towards that. As it is at the moment, we're just doing work that you would be doing work that was covered by other people already in other parts of the council, I believe.
Okay.
And it is a huge piece of work.
It's massive.
If you want to spend the next 2 years of scrutiny doing this, I suspect, because you only have four meetings a year or whatever.
Yeah,
it's like that for the end. Yeah.
It is a big topic, to be fair. I mean, would members prefer to have update from the cabinet member, quarterly updates, for instance, just to come into this committee meeting to give us an update on where we're at with regard to tourism? Councillor Jones?
Personally, I think that should be going to all members, not just for us to scrutinise. I think that should be something that is going forward whenever there's a report and there's some information that needs to be shared with all the councillors, and that should be done and that should be shared rather than just coming into here.
Okay.
To be honest, I think we do get quite a bit of that information in some ways already, but maybe if we had something that's a bit more comprehensive, that would be useful.
No, that's absolutely fine. Have officers got anything to add to that?
Just to say that I think there is an update that's due to be provided in the second year strategy on the tourism strategy. So that I'm looking forward to the officers.
Yeah. So there's very little point in us starting to try and scrutinise something that we haven't even seen yet. I think that's my point, really. Yeah.
No, I absolutely
if there is a report coming forward, then absolutely great. Yeah.
No, I absolutely take on board what you've said, and I do think that, you know, updates are valuable to all members. So maybe that's one we could push to one side for the time being. If we can move on then with regard to the cemetery service initiatives. Obviously, we're all aware that there is going to be an expansion to the cemetery, and one of the tasks ahead is to provide an enhanced digital presence for the cemetery. Again, this is probably a work in progress as it stands at the moment, but is it something that we would like to scrutinise because it is in as one of our items in the corporate plan? I'm open to comments. No? Okay. Well, we'll leave that to one side for the minute. Sorry, Councillor Grover.
Yeah, I think it's something that's, again, not been implemented yet. I think you have to wait for that. The only thing I would suggest that if we are looking at the cemetery is that we look at, and again, this is an issue, I guess, which is being reviewed currently, is dock control orders and how they're applied to the cemetery in particular, because if we're going to do anything on the cemetery and the public are aware of that, they will ask for a renewed dock control orders in the cemetery because there are specific issues with dog feces, for example, being left on cemetery in the cemetery on graves, around graves, and not picked up, and that's a particular problem for residents. So if we're going to do anything on the cemetery, that's where we should do it at. But again, dog control orders haven't yet been reviewed for this year.
I think that's an item you've actually mentioned as being residents' complaints, hasn't it, Councillor Grosvenor? So I do think that's something that ought to be looked at. Councillor Hussain.
Thank you. I think this dog control order or some other issue that we have heard some success story in the Utrecht City Cemetery as well, someone can correct me if I'm wrong. So we need to do some kind of comparison, how can make it better. Yes, there is a huge dismay and frustrations with some in the regular visitors to the cemetery as well. I think it should be a good topic to scrutinize and improve in the future as well. I will endorse this one and second this one.
Okay.
The only thing I would say on that is I'm not particularly convinced that it's a community regeneration project. It might be a health scrutiny review, and I know there's a couple of big health scrutiny reviews in the pipeline. It's more of a health scrutiny, and that's why I'm saying I don't think we should sort of look at anything to do with that through this committee.
Yeah, that's fine, then I'm happy with you.
I was just about to say exactly the same as Councillor Grosvenor. That does actually belong to health and wellbeing, so, and I'm sure they would scrutinise that anyway if that was brought up as a scrutiny project. So, so again, if we want to leave that on the back foot, we can do. We then look at Councillors Community Fund and also the Local Regeneration Grant Fund, which will be known as the Community Regeneration Fund going forward. Obviously, again, the CCF criteria has only just been amended and increased per councillor, and obviously the amount that a project can actually ask for, up to £6,000, is quite substantial. So in terms of the CCF, I wonder yet again, is that something we want to leave until the latter part of the year so we can see how we've progressed from the time the criteria has changed, have more projects come forward for any funding, etc. But the CRF, which it will be known as the Community Regeneration Fund, I think, correct me if I'm wrong, Tom, this is going to be a little like the NDF funding.
Yeah, very similar scheme.
Yeah, and I do think that I know myself and councillors were all a part of that committee, and it was really, really interesting to see different projects actually promoting their individual project and asking for funds rather than it be behind closed doors, and that really helped us as a committee. So it may be something that we want to look at again later in the year, just so we can see how that funding is taking hold. Councillor Hussain.
Yeah, could you please assist us? What's the difference between the, what's the transitions and how is it different from CCF and LRG? I think Tom could be in a position where yourself can benefit us. What it will immensely benefit people to make a comment.
Sure. The council's community fund, sorry, Tom.
No.
The council's community fund is obviously a small amount of funding that can be offered. The NDF, I think, is up to £16,000 per project.
That's correct. Yeah, the funding is essentially, the scale funding is essentially the biggest difference between the two.
But it doesn't necessarily mean that this is how the NDF works. If, for example, I'm trying to think of a project that came forward, say there was the railway station or something like that, the local village wanted updating and, you know, they needed planting and trees and whatever, then they could have come to the NDF programme prior to, and then, you know, put their project forward in front of the committee. And I think, and I don't know how the CRF is going to work, but I anticipate it's going to be pretty much the same.
Yeah, it will be really beneficial if we can get more information, Tom, if you outside this meeting, if you can, or you know, want to rely on or send an email regarding these things. But I'm really, really confused before I make any comment on it, which is not clear to me. It used to be £1,000, now cut it to £500 the CCS. Now it's coming to LRG. I'm not sure where you are standing. So I'll be grateful if you can give us some more information about this, please. And obviously, I'm not sure whether.
Sorry, can I just clarify? Do you want information on the CCS?
Yes, you just mentioned about the transformation, the whole thing.
It's happened over the last 2 weeks. All councils have been made aware of that increase in funding.
I will have it.
Sarah sent it to you. Sarah both sent it. So that one's already gone out. The community regeneration fund hasn't yet been launched.
There was an EDR just been signed, Chair. I think it's actually on the list for EDRs for this meeting because it was the end of June. But there's some guidance available as well, so perhaps circulating that would be helpful.
Yeah. Okay. But again, if we want to take this towards the sort of end or the back of this financial year, then at least we've got more information to look at to see has it worked, you know, what sort of projects have come forward, etc. Do councillors agree with that? Sorry, Councillor Lynch.
No, apologies either. While we're on the subject, I'm not suggesting Flint to scrutinise. While there have been changes to CCF and there is a new pot for funding, we seem to be unclear on what's for what, why, how. I've always found it very difficult to try and explain to parishioners, parish councils, what's a suitable thing to ask for and what's not a suitable thing to ask for. And I wonder whether this would be a good point for the council as a whole, I don't know whether it'll have anything to do with us as a committee, to use the information we're collecting in terms of troubleshooting the new versions, to create a user manual or a guidebook that we can give to the public. So, for example, when the parish councils say, "Do you want to do this? Do you have any funding available?" Here's a copy of all the grant schemes that we have in place, and there's examples of appropriate things, the application forms are included, links for this, links for that, so that we can be offering charities or organisations the information like there and then, for them to be sort of self-sustaining in terms of what they're asking for. Because I know I find it every time when I get a CCF application, I email Sarah what they've asked me before I tell them whether that's a good idea or not to put on a CCF.
I think from our point of view, I think that again, that should be a whole member briefing that should go out rather than just this committee. But, you know, I totally understand where you're coming from, and maybe Tom and Dan can actually relay that back to Sarah possibly, because you just don't know what's allowed and what isn't allowed. And we have just recently got this email where the funding has increased. But I do think that should be part and parcel of something that Sarah should put out as a member briefing
So, sorry, Councillor Jane.
That's okay. It would be quite useful if Shisara circulated the grants that have been awarded through the year. I think she does do it towards the end of the year, so you can look at the sort of things that have been awarded. But if your parish council want any help, they should ask mine. They know what to ask for all the time. They can do it without you. Can do it at the drop of a hat, I assure you.
Yeah, I just don't always agree.
No, and I think with the community regeneration one, that's obviously a new pot of funding that's coming forward. So the council community fund, we do see an end of year, or actually we see quite a few going through the year of what's left to be spent, and she does keep everybody updated. But yeah, I totally understand where you're coming from, but I think that's a question that really needs to go to some council Philibald.
Just to piggyback on some of the other ideas, I think what we fail to see as councillors is where the money has gone to and what has been asked for. We do get lots of little projects that we're asked to contribute towards, which are great for a little local organisation, but it's not then seen by the wider community. I think if we can get some media out about what has been previously spent on, it will help the parish councils. Little local groups that perhaps come in touch with things, just to really pick up on what we have spent some of our money on. I think that might be a good idea. We do get some feedback, but we don't get a lot. And certainly when the projects have been done, we don't often get a bit of feedback from it. So I think something along those lines can come forward.
And I think that's one of the things that was mentioned in terms of the good news stories as well.
Can I just say that historically we used to actually, everybody who got a grant used to have to do a photograph, mm-hmm. send it in and do a bit of a brief write-up. Yeah. There was something available, and I don't know where it went to, whether it went onto the council's website or whatever, but that used to be a standard practice. That used to be a condition of getting the grant, didn't it, Tom? Or somebody, I'm not sure, about the audit trail, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's absolutely correct. I believe that still happens, but in terms of the verification of a grant, but okay. Not from a publication point of view. It's on a website, you've just got information about it. Okay. Rather than, and here's the evidence, and perhaps back to what the chair just said, maybe it's about promotion of.
Okay, we always used to have to send photographs in, yeah. So you know, that must have gone somewhere, and that must contribute not just to the audit process, but show what projects are being done and undertaken and what's being spent on them.
I know from my point of view, when being on the CCF and the NDF, I know a couple of times when I had to jump in for the chair, there was photographs with the chair or vice chair of that committee if there was something going on and you know, money had been given over, but I can't honestly say where it goes.
Well, it could be useful to find out where it goes. But yeah, I mean, that's quite a good way of advertising it, be it put it onto the council website and in terms of grants or something.
Yeah.
Okay. I work for a charity. Whenever we give a grant, somebody has to go and have a photograph of the thing, and we put it on our website to show what's
those good news stories.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm happy to take feedback back to the team to write some of these good news stories. Yeah. I remember going out many times to take the photos from these. So
I think you did the dog walk.
We find wise guys that I speak to the public and see. So maybe sorry, and functionally that's it.
Yeah. Maybe it's just gone quieter over the pandemic, I don't know. But yeah, if you could do that for us, then that would be great. Are there other comments then, or shall we assume that we can push this one a little bit further back to give us a little bit more room in terms of seeing how the money's going to be spent and who's coming forward with this new criteria for the CCF? Okay. The next one is the review of the voluntary sector strategy. To review the strategy, what our neighbours do, can we bring in voluntary organisations for feedback? Any comments on that?
I think it says it there.
Yes.
After the review, could look up 6 to 12 months after the strategy has been implemented. I mean, you know, it's not something you do now, is it?
No, it isn't. But is it something that we would like to review moving forward when the strategy is there?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay. The Utoxeter Sports Hub was also put on. Obviously, we get member briefings in terms of this anyway, but I just wondered if people wanted to delve into this a little bit deeper. I know it's a project that's been ongoing since I was a councillor back in 2015 and before that. It seems like it's a very slow process, and I just wondered if people have got the appetite to bring anybody in. Councillor Hussain.
Thank you, Chair. I think this is a good thing to consider, because we just don't want to say this is my ward and my town, and we need to think about as a councillor the whole district as well, whether it is Burton or Uttoxeter. So it will be beneficial if we can get some feedback from the proper officers as well.
Okay.
I will second this.
Wonderful. So we'll definitely pull that one forward then. So shall we do that as a whole committee rather than... Yeah, absolutely. Sorry, Councillor.
What are we scrutinising on that? Because all we're asking for here is inviting officers to provide an update on project progress. So what actually are you going to look to scrutinise with regard to Uttoxeter Sports?
It's not necessarily to scrutinise. It is just to bring an update in case we did want to scrutinise anything that's happened in the past.
Okay, so just to confirm, it's not a project we're going to scrutinise, it's just a project.
But it's somebody we can actually...
I asked a question because you then went on to say, is that going to be a whole group thing rather than a subgroup? So
yeah, basically just so that we can make sure that whoever we bring in is brought into the whole committee meeting.
That's cool, so I was just confused that you might be going down the route of scrutinising.
Sorry, no.
Yeah. So, just to confirm, happy to invite officers to present.
Yeah, absolutely. So the next thing to look at is the bus and parking strategy for Uttoxeter and the regeneration of the Maltings. Again, not as a subcommittee, but to look at where we are with the strategy. I know that this is coming from Staffordshire County Council, and you know we're going to have to wait on that for them. But is it something that we would like to see Staffordshire County Council officers come in and see where we're at? If not, we can move on. It is part of the corporate plan. Tom, have you got anything you want to add to that?
Not particularly, Chair. I mean, we're working already with colleagues and Staffordshire County Council, and I mean, as you mentioned, the corporate plan target attached to it. It might be on completion of that, but the committee wants to delve into the detail, so to speak. But it helps, I suppose.
Okay.
I think as a new set-up committee, obviously we don't have any legacy items. I'm on all three scrutinies, and all the others have got legacy items that they're carrying on with and a list of things that they already had to be going on with. Mm-hmm. And I think in our case, we've been given, without being untactful, we now have the opportunity to look at things that would have been overlooked by value for money because they weren't top of the list of things to do in terms of value for money, or they weren't top of the list of things to do in terms of health and wellbeing, which were generally the priorities of those two scrutinies. We now have an opportunity to pick apart some things that are perhaps less well known as scrutiny items, but we are going to have to get updates on them, and that's fine, that's great. That means we're going to be top of the class, you know, we're going to know all the answers, but we will need the officers to input and to know where we're at, and some of these are new projects,
absolutely,
almost all ongoing projects that round to a spectacular halt a very long time ago, such as the sports hub. But I do think we need driving forward, and I feel like if, you know, if we take advantage of this opportunity to get some feedback, get the officers in, get the cabinet members in, get outside people in, get the information we need, and then find out what we're going to do with it from there, great. Let's go. Let's drive.
Okay. Thank you. Any other comments? Okay. So if we can look at doing officer updates on that as well, then we'll meet up. Next is the Springboard Boost Grant. This obviously was a separate entity to any of the other two grants that we've spoken about. I haven't seen a great deal with regard to this in terms of who's received it, has it worked, what sort of funding we've been applied for. I think we should be treating this as a separate entity, and I don't know what other people's comments are on that. Does anybody else know much about the Springboard Boost Grant?
No.
Is it the post-COVID recovery pot to get businesses going again, I suppose? But again, I've no idea who would be eligible, who's not eligible, what they've done with it, if they've been awarded money. So like, it would be interesting to know how far the money's gone, how much there is, etc.
Councillor Jones.
Sorry, but once again, that would be something for the whole council that everyone would be interested in, I think. Because looking around the table, nobody knows what the Springboard Boost Grant is. And I suspect that, you know, all the councillors could do with a bit of information about that and have some, you know, when we have some information about it, then we can see if there's anything worthy of the scrutinising within there and moving forward. Until we know what it is, I'm not quite sure how we're going to do a review.
I think all members knew about the Springboard Boost Grant. However, I don't think we know who's actually received anything. Tom?
Can I just suggest, properly asking the committee, that Business Springboard Boost Grant, we're running a full year of it already and we're now sort of into year two, it might be prudent to have a presentation at the next committee meeting, which is sort of 18 months into the Business Springboard Boost, to provide sort of a summary of the impact of the fund, and there might be things coming out of that at that point, as Councillor Judge has said, that the committee wants to delve into a bit more eligibility criteria assessment, for example. But just as a possible group forward, we could have a good presentation at the next committee.
And I think that's a good idea, and it obviously springs off, if you like, pardon the pun, Councillor Beach's previous comments in terms of driving this committee forward with projects by bringing officers and cabinet members in to give us updates so there are possible projects for us to scrutinise in the future. So I think that would be a good idea. Is everybody in agreement that we do that? Yeah, okay, thank you. One of the other things that was mentioned was the corporate plan target to hold and get 6 engagement events with retail and hospitality businesses in town. Again, I don't know a great deal about this. I don't see a lot of promotion about it. I don't know how many we've done. So maybe it would be, if it is that we're holding 6 engagement events, again, could we have an update from the cabinet member to find out where we were at? And then one that's been, the last one I've got on my list, sorry, is the jobs fair. Obviously, we've just had a jobs fair in the town hall, was it last week? What benefits to employers has this been? What have they taken on extra employees? How has that benefited the borough? How often do we run it? So again, I don't know a great deal about the jobs fair and I don't know enough about how we promote it. So I wondered if we could have the cabinet member in with regard to that as well.
The officer who sort of run point on that is the same as the one who manages the BSB programme. So it could be that we bring both of those things the next committee, in part because the fair that you mentioned last week was, we've had a few, but we're still in the early days of physical events, post-COVID restrictions. It might be useful from a policy development perspective. Have any thoughts from the committee on, should we be looking at changing how it operates in a sort of a, say, post-COVID world? You know what I mean? So the thoughts of the committee would be quite useful. So perhaps we could wrap those two things together by way of an update.
Anybody else got any comments? Councillor Jones.
Yeah, could I suggest you actually dig out a scrutiny review that we did on the jobs fair about, I don't know how many years ago, but I did one, so it must have been a few years ago, and have a look at what sort of progress we've made from that up to now, how that has evolved and how much more useful it has become. When I did that, I'm sure it'll be around. Remember, I'm not hearing from Andrew Griffiths about it. Because he also used to do a jobs fair at the same time.
Okay, that sounds like a good idea to do that. So we'll review that as a whole committee, if possible. Councillor Beach.
I was going to say something similar to Jackie. I remember that way before I was councillor, there being jobs fairs. Obviously, it's pre-COVID and then some.
But there must be data, there must be information in terms of attendance and all those kind of things. And if I may have misunderstood, so please correct me. If we're doing a jobs fair and the MP is...
The MP used to be, I don't know if they still do, the MP used to do one, and I've tried to persuade him to do them both together to at least coordinate the dates.
Yeah.
He's had one a week before the other, but he didn't have an idea very much.
Whether there's any sort of big corporations, the NHS, for example, or the university open days, they're scheduled well in advance, and whether we could bounce off there being more people in the area, etc., if there's data, something we could look at.
Okay, Tom?
Yeah, just to say one or two points. So the current MP is doing job fairs, there's going to be one in September.
Yeah, I did know exactly.
Principal, that we're hoping to partner on in some way so that it's...
use the same day.
Brought together, quite.
Or the same venue.
But we have a local partnership that work on the job fairs rather than just being ourselves. So looking at sort of that partnership working would be useful and also schools they could to consider as well.
Okay. Wonderful. Councillor Brady.
I know we're only like a small town now, but also really like look at the job fair in the way of expanding using more local areas, more like instead of just how we do it, either it's at the market hall or the town hall, whereas looking at local community, using community centres, a bit smaller, but looking at, instead of just looking at, trying to word this right, I suppose for somebody like me, like instead of looking at the professional and looking at big places of qualifications, probably looking at as well community centres, people like be more of get more businesses like supermarkets, those sort of things where the general jobs are. I do know when I was a while ago made redundant, and I know it's all on the computer now, but going into a jobs, I actually still thought job centres existed until I walked in and realised there's nothing there to find it all on the internet. It did frame me a bit after very long, and I'm thinking it's something if we could get partnership. Businesses like that working in local community centres, if we could work towards that and probably offering jobs in that way as well to try and get that. I don't think I'm wording it right, but I hope you're getting the gist of what I'm meaning.
Like a mobile jobs fair?
Yes. Almost.
More a mobile jobs fair that goes maybe around borough? I don't know if I'm pushing.
The community. Where you're going with it. Yeah, community. It
goes around the borough from not parish to parish quite, but rather than being in one place.
I think from the jobs fair point of view, it's all about capacity as well, isn't it? And how many people are actually going to attend in terms of employees. But I totally get where you're coming from, and maybe a smaller version could be adapted to like the main one. But Tom, you wanted to say something?
No, I was just going to say, it sounds like what we're talking about is the outreach of the job fairs, whether we're doing things sort of more locally, I guess. And that might be something that we can talk about in a bit as well, if there's anything to try and inform on or any. If it's not something we're doing, why aren't we doing it? We try and capture that holistically in the update, because we can then look at more detail sort of beyond that point.
Okay. Any other comments? So I think, as Tom's suggested, we should do that again on a whole committee review, and then we get cabinet and officers in, give us update on the job fair. Yeah. Okay. Before we finish the item, are there anything else that anybody would like to put out? Councillor James.
Yeah, I did wonder whether we could have a look at Station Street and the regeneration there. I mean, this is scrutiny for regeneration, and I think probably most people will recognise we made a few mistakes with that. You know, people weren't happy with the amount of seating that was there, or people are still complaining about the number of weeds and all those sorts of things. And I think maybe we could have a look at what people were expecting from Station Street, whether they got what they were expecting, and whether what we did there is actually good enough to be carried forward to the major regeneration work that we're going to be doing. Because if we're going to carry forward the same street furniture and that sort of thing, is that actually good enough for what we want going forward? And there may be a few other things that people could add to that, But I think looking and getting some feedback from the residents about that street and how it's developed. Because personally, I'm quite disappointed. I go down there and it's full of cigarette ends, it's full of weeds, it's looking not really great at all. It's not a centrepiece for the town to sort of take lots of credit for. And I think it should be. And maybe we can ask people on that and get some feedback.
Okay, surprised nobody had said that in any of the emails, because I was expecting something like this to come forward. Everyone knew that, honest, what they would have best to do with it.
Yeah,
and I do know there's a number of complaints coming through with regard to exactly what you've just
discussed. Well, it's the maintenance of it generally, it's just not being maintained properly.
No. So we could actually use that as a scrutiny going forward.
Yeah,
that's a valid one to go forward. Is everybody in agreement with that we should do that as a whole committee?
I don't disagree at all. I just wonder whether we... I'm going to be controversial. Are we going to end up looking at cost versus benefit by accident, and then value for money are going to be like, well, we should be doing that?
I'm not thinking about the money for it at all. Just when I worked on Station Street, I always said everybody should ask for the absolute best they possibly could, and then we'd have a look and see if we could afford it. But people are entitled to have the absolute best we can deliver for them. And it's not a money issue for me at all. It's just it's a quality issue.
Yeah, no, absolutely agree. Just
can we just bring a comment on this?
No, I was going to say, I think it's inevitable that any community regeneration scrutiny sort of finds itself in a value for money space, but that doesn't mean that this committee shouldn't have ownership of that. You know, so scrutiny of the business grants is still going to consider value for money, but from a regen perspective. So I think it's perfectly fine.
It's the biggest regeneration programme that we've done, so I think it's one that a regeneration scrutiny committee should be looking at. Certainly in terms of what we're here to do, I think going forward, yeah, Station Street's great. I think all of us have had the comments from residents, from people that we've just bumped into, say, doesn't it look a mess? And I think we need to look at possibly going out and getting the feedback from people, whether it's we stand in Station Street and take feedback directly there, or whether it goes out as an email type form that we can have on the website as well. And whichever way we think we should survey residents. I think a lot of it perhaps is, this was the vision, this is what we've got, where have things perhaps not gone as well as we thought? There may be some positives people might come up with, but I think that's certainly somewhere we need to be able to start on this. I agree, it's not from a money point of view, it's all about perceptions, isn't it? We've said we are going to regenerate Station Street, have we achieved that target?
Okay. Thank you very much. I think drawing off everybody, sorry, Councillor Graven, I'll bring you in first.
Thanks. I'll absolutely support this idea. I take the point, I don't want Councillor made it on. This is a new committee, and we need some ideas from the officers to come in and update us. But I would suggest this is a project that's actually been delivered. The Conservative manifesto of the last election had a community regeneration section on it with 11 pledges. The first pledge was Station Street. Without being too political, I hope that in the last 3 years, at least one more of those pledges have been delivered that were on that manifesto. So there are things to scrutinise, and this is an absolute key one. Council did spend £1.2 million of its own money on this project, even though the area is owned by the County Council. So the money does come into it, but it is a community regeneration project, and it does need to be looked at as to whether we've delivered the benefits that we're suggesting we would deliver. And that included in that, quite honestly, the empty shops, to see whether that's benefited those people. So it does need to be looked at, and I absolutely support that.
Thank you.
I think it does actually build on what Councillor Grover was just saying, but without getting into too much detail on what Councillor Gould said about surveying residents, perhaps a survey of the businesses and landlords on Station Street would be helpful as well.
Yeah,
so those who have a very real appreciation of what it was like before, mm-hmm. and after.
Okay. Dan.
Yes, yeah, I wonder if we've got some time for the next committee meeting. We should always draft a scope and paper. Then just go email their ideas and questions through to me, and I can draft a scope and paper for everyone to
sign off electronically, we can start off the review.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be wonderful if everybody could do that. If you could get that out in time, and then we can get that scope and paper pulled together. And we could do that as a whole committee if everybody's in agreement with that. Okay. Are there any other ideas that anybody would like to bring forward? Yeah. So I think you've got a bit of work there, Dan, to pull together some ideas for the next few meetings at least. And what obviously the regeneration of Station Street is going to run is the big review moving forward. Okay. So if everybody is okay for me to move on to agenda item number 7. This is just an agenda item to let members know that there will be some scrutiny training taking place. I think Ciliana is looking at some dates as we speak, so just check your emails out to make sure. I think it's just going to be a 1-hour hit, and whether that's virtual or actually in the town hall, but just keep your eyes on the emails going forward. There will be member training as well as chair training as well. Item number 8 is the public executive decision record. Have we any comments? Can we note that item number, please? Thank you. Item number 9 is questions. To receive any questions submitted by a member of the committee for answer by the leader, deputy leader, or officer with council.
We'll receive their questions.
Wonderful. Thank you, Monica. And so the day
of precision. Could I just ask a question? Is this a meeting actually a Zoom meeting as well? Could I stay at home?
You could, but you wouldn't have been able to vote. That's okay. That's fine.
Okay.
It's okay. I've just put, because I've got using my laptop, I've just put it on to record.
Okay, that's fine. Okay. I could have stayed at home. Not vote, but we haven't had a meeting.
Well, we haven't had your scrutiny.
It's just
you okay,
for me.
That's fine.
Obviously, if you wanted to be at home and on Zoom, then that's absolutely fine, and you're still a member of this committee, so you'd be able to debate, but obviously not to vote.
I can't imagine we're going to have too many contentious votes on the committee.
So, item number 10 is the date of the next meeting, which is 3rd of October. So, if everybody's okay, we will now close the meeting of the Community Regeneration. Thank you everyone for your attendance.